Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Stillwater Milling Company, where we take livestock nutrition seriously. A&M feeds are made from ingredients that are tested to ensure safety, quality, and absolutely no fillers. Stillwater Milling Company works with Oklahoma State University livestock specialists to stay current on new developments in the care and feeding of livestock. Choose A&M feeds for safe, quality livestock feed. Call Stillwater Milling Company at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer nearest you. Stillwater Milling Company.
Oklahoma Farm Bureau has been all around Oklahoma since 1942, and they're proud to serve agriculture in all 77 counties. Oklahoma Farm Bureau is invested into the lives of all who live in rural Oklahoma. In fact, their mission statement is improving the lives of rural Oklahomans. Farm Bureau has a team of legislative professionals serving their members' interests at the state capitol and work nationally with other state farm bureaus in Washington through the American Farm Bureau. Check out their website at okfarmbureau.org, where you can learn more about being a part of the Farm Bureau family.
Well, OSU Extension Grains Market Analyst Dr. Kim Anderson says that a stronger basis in the wheat prices equals better prices. And right now we are seeing some better prices on the basis. Anderson explains.
Well, prices are relatively good. You look at Panhandle and Snyder, you got about $6.15 for forward contracted wheat for harvest delivery. You come over to Medford, it's at $6.30. That basis is a minus 15 at Medford and a minus 30 at Panhandle and Snyder. Now, you go back last year, you had the Snyder price at $4.55, you had the Panhandle price at $4.65, and the Medford price at $4.75. So we got about $1.50 or better price this year. One other thing I need to point out is you got a minus 15 and a minus 30 basis now for the 21 crop. You had a minus 25, a minus 35, and a minus 45 basis last year. So stronger basis, better price this year.
Right now, producers have some cautious optimism, and Dr. Anderson does see some potential in the market.
Well, I think there's some potential in the market. You look at the price outlook. Oh, I'd say plus a dollar if the weather doesn't cooperate. If the weather forecast is right, we have above average temperature, below average moisture, we're going to have a short crop. The market needs our crop. And you lose a little bit in Russia in the Black Sea area, we could pick up a dollar. However, weather cooperates around the world, you got a big crop coming on, I think we can lose a dollar too. So I think producers need to look at this, and there's a lot of variability in our risk in the market, but there's also opportunity.
Anderson also said producers have a few options with forward contracting and put options.
Well, it depends on how much they want to spend and what kind of minimum price they want to establish. Say they want to establish a minimum price somewhere around $5.60. Well, that July contract and the September contract, you look at those two prices, they're within 2 cents of each other, $6.45 and $6.47 right now. So you can buy a $6.40 put. It's going to cost you about 54 cents for the July contract, 58 cents for the September contract. I'd spend 4 more cents to get 2 more months coverage out there. You use maybe a minus 25 basis, that 58 cent premium, you got $5.60 minimum price there, $5.57 in one, $5.61 on the other. So I think I'd look at that, but you can, if you don't want to spend, you know, around 60 cents, you can buy an out of the money. Say go down to $5.60 put. It's going to cost you 22 cents for the September contract. It's going to cost you about 20 cents for the July. 2 cents for 2 more months. I'm going to do that. That's going to give me a minimum price of $5.13. So for 20 cents, 25 cents, I can get a higher price than I had last year.
To hear more from Dr. Kim Anderson on his weekly show, Sunup, go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. You've got farm news on Ron. If you ever find yourself in a dispute, don't forget about the Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program. The Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program has been helping people in agriculture resolve conflicts since 1987. Their professional mediators can help farmers and ranchers and federal agencies work together to reach a good solution without getting into the courts. So the next time a conflict comes up with lease issues or family farm transitions, neighbor disputes, or anything else that might need a mediator, give Oklahoma Ag Mediation a call at 800-248-5465 or go to ok.gov/mediation. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.